Hey, middle-aged gamers, welcome back to the latest episode of the Middle-Aged Gaming Podcast. We are joined today by Antoine, Adam, and myself, as usual. Hope you enjoyed the last week's episode. Hope you enjoyed the shorts. What has been your favorite short this week? I loved Adam's spider destroying stuff. I wish it was larger, though, like you could scale it up some way, but that's something else to talk about. Today, we are in for another week full of news, reviews, stories, things you should keep an eye out for. So if you listen to this on the podcast, right, you might want to Google some things. Or if you're watching the video, that's always the best choice. Don't forget to catch Adam streaming as well. And with those announcements out of the way, let's jump straight into this week's stories. And I think today we'll start off with Adam.
My first one? All right. So my first story is just that today is the PlayStation Showcase. And yeah, it's actually tomorrow. It'll be 4 a.m. for me here. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch it. But if you are living in the U.S. or Canada, it is going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And if you are in the U.K., it is at 9 p.m. British Standard Time. So we do not have a lot of information about it. We know it's going to be about an hour long. They say a little bit longer than an hour. No definitive information on which games are going to show up. There's lots of rumors out there about what's going to be showing up. And there's lots of rumors of things that are not going to be showing up. So, yeah, a lot of people are spreading that, but really no definitive information on what we are going to see. However, PlayStation has come out and said that there are going to be some new games coming out that we haven't seen yet. And we're going to see a lot of, the focus is going to be on PlayStation VR and PlayStation 5, obviously.
Can I speculate, Adam? I've got to ask you to do it. Tell me about the rumors.
Okay, so there's lots of rumors going around going like Ghost of Tsushima 2. But then there's also the equivalent rumor going around saying, no, all the Ghost of Tsushima 2 is not going to be showing up. There's lots of people are talking. Some people are saying that, what is that game? GTA 6 is going to be showing up. Obviously, there's no confirmation whether GTA 6 is going to be there or not. There's lots of rumors about exclusivity. Some people are saying GTA 6 is going to be a timed exclusive. Most people are out there saying, no way, there's no way that's going to happen. Rockstar is not going to be doing timed exclusivity with a franchise that big. So yeah, and then also possibly some Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because now that Final Fantasy 16 is out, or going to be out very soon, that's the next one that people are going to be waiting for. So those are the bigger titles, but then there's lots of really small things like, oh, new Killzone, new Sly Cooper, new Infamous, obviously. Any game that PlayStation has ever made before, people are talking about. And Pragmata, which is a title that was shown right before the PlayStation 5 was showcased, and we haven't really heard much about it. So a lot of people are expecting us to get more information on that finally. Personally, I'm hoping that Little Devil Inside isn't dead yet. So that's my personal hope, but I'm not holding out for that.
What's your take, Antoine?
I'm finding that there's a lot of expectation to it. So if none of the rumors are earth-shattering like a GTA 6, it's going to be, I don't know, very, like a big flop. So let's hope that at least there's one big thing and never hoped for too much. Don't listen to the rumors. We're not inside the studios. You don't know what's happening. So I'm more on the realistic side. If something big happens, then yay! If nothing happened, and I wasn't expecting anything, so that's fine.
We need another person who's interested in speculation besides me, because you guys are just like, keep saying it every episode, right? Same brain people.
I don't like to speculate because, yeah, you're going to be like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then the next day you're just going,
I know.
That's fine. It's disappointment. This gaming is so expensive these days. You get one disappointment. There's still 150 other things to be excited about. It's just.
Oh, I'm excited. I just don't have any expectations because I really, like I said, I really would love to see Little Devil Inside coming out. But we haven't seen anything on that since for over a year. So I'm expecting that's probably vaporware at this point or near vaporware. I'm sure we're going to get something on Stellar Blade. That's probably going to show up. That's been another big PlayStation game that they're touting. And again, they did say that they're coming out with some new. So, I mean, when they're coming out with new stuff, if it's a new IP, how could you possibly speculate what that's going to be? Because you're just spitballing in the dark. It's, oh, okay, I think they're going to make a new game where you are a fly and Mr. Mosquito or something. It's just, there's no, yeah, it's just, I have no expectations. So I'm going into this with open arms and saying, this is awesome. And I'm just excited to see what's going to be there.
I think my most interesting speculative thing that I have been reading, talking about, not really talking about, but reading is the idea that Sony might tone down the PC release times to be within 6 months of PlayStation release times. And this is a PC gamer perspective, right? And I had planned to get a PS5 at some point, and I'm like, oh, I got to switch already. There's no point. But yeah, no, I think this would be a fantastic idea. There's lots of PlayStation IPs. There's Horizon Forbidden Zero, which I have still been, not Forbidden Zero, Zero Dawn. God damn it.
Forbidden West, you combined them.
But yeah, no, that is a game I've been wanting to play. I got Uncharted on PC when I bought my new AMD CPU. That is really fun. I was enjoying it a lot. I just was not in the mood for it at the time. But there's, I think, apparently people have been waiting for Bloodborne on PC for forever. And that's a thing. There's a loads. Like, I loved the Ace Combat series on PlayStation, going back to Ace Combat 1. And I have a bunch of them on PC. Still haven't played those. But this sounds really bad that I'm saying I'm not playing any of these games. But I just have a big Steam collection, as you guys know. But I think it's good, right? Like, I think putting your games on PC is good. PC is still a huge market. There's laptops. There is going to be streaming. There's going to be cloud streaming at some point straight to your big 55 or 90 or 105-inch TV at some point. It's going to make sense to put your games in a place where people can enjoy them and have fun, and they don't have to have a console. And I think maybe, like Adam and I talked about this before, it's like maybe that is the eventual goal for all these companies, not just, maybe not Nintendo, but I would say Sony and Xbox, stop putting huge amounts of money into expensive hardware and just do streaming for, again, I hate saying this, the first world, right? Where you have those 100, 200, 300, 400 megabit connections for cheap amounts of money, and you can afford to stream games onto your TV in 4K while your wife is watching Netflix and your kids are watching Disney Plus, and nothing's going to destroy your home internet like that. Yeah, coming back to it, yeah, I think releasing games on PC, ideally, I'm still hoping Sony will eventually move to the point of it comes out on the PlayStation and it comes out on the PC at the same time. I don't think that's going to be soon, but yeah, that is something as a speculation I'm really interested
in. Did you hear the Jim Ryan interview about that, though? Because he did an interview recently about that. So Jim Ryan did an interview recently, and he said that the current plan is for PlayStation games to be released.
Oh, who is Jim Ryan, by the way?
Jim Ryan is he's basically the Phil Spencer of PlayStation. Is that a CEO or is that a different position?
Yeah, he's the Phil Spencer CEO of Xbox, but I don't know what is Jim Ryan. I don't even know
he's
who Jim Ryan
the same thing. Okay. But he came out and he said that they have no plans moving forward to put PlayStation games on PC, but when they look at, obviously they want people to buy them on PlayStation, because if they're buying them on PlayStation, they get a huge chunk of the profit, whereas if they sell them on Steam and stuff, they make a smaller profit. So basically the optimal time that they've found currently and the plan that they're going to be sticking to is 2 to 3 years between the PlayStation release and the PC release, which personally I think is a bit long. I would have said 6 months to a year would have been, in my opinion, optimal, because I feel like most of your people that are going to be playing it at release are probably going to be playing it within the first 2 to 3 months. And then after that, most people are probably waiting for sales anyway, right? So I would say if it was me, I'd say 6 months to a year would be, I feel like, a sweet spot to release a game, because I feel like you've already had that initial hype and that rush. And then it's starting to die down, but it hasn't completely died down yet. And then you get that second rush. I feel like 2 to 3 years later, most people have forgotten about the game at that point. And people will look at it and they'll say, oh yeah, I did want to play that. I've lost my hype for it because I did forget it. I did let it die. It's like trying to restart a fire versus just adding more to some smoldering embers. But he did say 2 to 3 years is going to be the target for moving from console games to PC.
Because I wouldn't pay full price for that.
I don't know what the prices would be. I don't know. Yeah. Because they would be offered on Steam and stuff. So you'd be having whatever deals Steam and stuff would be offering.
Zero Dawn, I got it. I bought it pre-release. It was not like the $60, $70 price anyway. I think it was about $40 when I bought it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Standard whatever Steam prices would be.
I feel like PlayStation has these standard prices. Like I remember seeing Uncharted was $25, and that was like the Legacy Edition, something like that. So they are, and they have like typical PC enhancements. The Last of Us 2, of course, was horribly optimized. I don't know what happened there on PC, but yeah. Anyway, let's move on to Antoine's story. Antoine, what is your first story?
I'll start with Blue Protocol, if you want to put the video on. So just to give you a feedback on what's happening on the market, especially in Asia, you have Genshin Impact, you have Toward Fantasy, you have the Honkai Rail, I think, lately. All of these Asian free MMO. And which I'm sure that just if you don't remember that Bandai Namco is the latest Scarlet Nexus, all the Tales of Saga with the Tales of Arise from last year. Yeah, Tekken 8, on which they are actually very much pressured to release again because there was Street Fighter 6 and Mortal Kombat 1 very soon. So Bandai Namco is very pressured to release the Tekken. They are trying to attack this very lucrative market of free MMOs. They released on 2022 a very cool video at the Game Awards, and it looked fantastic. I'm usually not very interested in this kind of free games. I tried because Eric, my colleague, who appeared in the show last year, is very much into this game. He tried to make me play, and after 10 hours of game, I lose interest very fast. But here we are talking about Bandai Namco. They are like RPG, JRPG is in their blood. It's what they do for the past 20 years. So I'm expecting a lot there. And the bad news is that they're going to delay it until 2024. So what's happening is that they release a Japanese version next month as planned on June 14th or something like this. But the localization is going to have to wait until 2024. So we don't know exactly the reason why. So here you can speculate. Because some people say, it's because they need to do the Tekken 8 very fast. But doesn't really make sense because Tekken RPG, definitely not the same team. The Bandai Namco is still a 1,200 people company. 100% sure it's not the same teams who do the two games. So I don't think one is pulling resources from another. I would be surprised. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would be surprised. So not sure why, but yeah, they say 2024 and they didn't say winter, spring, summer. We don't know yet. So if you were waiting like me to try Blue Protocol because it's a free RPG game, no, a free MMO, you'll have to wait. Like me, you'll have to wait. That's sad, but yeah, that's what it is. So do you guys know about this one?
I did not know at all, but I was excited. But I was interested to see Amazon Games attached to the name as well. So I'm wondering how much of the bill Amazon footed for this.
That's also a salvage plan for Amazon, because Amazon Games did a couple of MMO which really didn't work, like Lord of the Rings. Another one, I can't remember the name, but they did a couple and it just didn't work. So with this, they are trying to relaunch the MMO space. And I think there's a new Lord of the Rings they are working on planning for 2024. Amazon is really trying to rehide their MMO, which is overly dominated, of course, by FF14 and Warcraft. Still, strangely, 20 years later.
What do you think, Adam?
I'd heard of the name, but I didn't know too much about it. So is this more of, so it's an RPG. Is this going to be closer to, say, Genshin Impact, where you're unlocking multiple characters through a gacha system and then completing world things that way? Or is this going to be more of a traditional MMO, say, World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy, where you have your one character and you're partying up with other people?
That would be my take, because I would be extremely surprised and disappointed if they adopted any kind of gacha, because it's just not what they do. And if they try gacha, I don't think it would work, because it's just not what I used to work on. So I really imagine that to be a more classic kind of MMO.
You know what their money-making model is going to be then? If the game is free and there's no gacha, how are they making money?
Very good question. I don't know, because the game might be free, but you can still pay subscription onto it. I don't know. I'm waiting to see the launch of the game. There was some free games before, Flight for Fun, which didn't have gacha. So it can work.
Maybe the Elder Scrolls Online deal then.
Probably. So we'll see, but I really hope there's no gacha, and I don't think there will be. I'm really waiting for it.
Cool. I know this is interesting, just beyond the Amazon Games part, but I was like thinking about like this timing of online MMORPGs and like mobile. I would imagine this will be mobile as well, or maybe mobile first. Is this going to be mobile first or PC first?
PC.
It's
PC in June in Japan.
On PC in June in Japan, okay.
That's the default for the rest. Problem of localizations, I don't know, did they have any issue with any third party doing the voice acting or translation or something like this?
I think my speculation is, again, I'm going to throw that word around, is that it's going to be a cost issue that, hey, look, it's dangerous to release massive games and paying for server infrastructure, right, when we don't know how well it's going to do. Let's release it in Japan. There was a podcast we did like last year, I remember, and it was a game Adam was talking about. And I remember you can watch the Japanese version of this game on YouTube and a whole lot of videos. I cannot remember the game for the life of me, but I remember watching it. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And it had already been a year or something like that, right? And I remember looking up the Steam stats or something like that and was only available on Steam in Japan. And I think when it hit this like critical number of players, like, okay, this is doing well. Okay, now we're going to go make the English version. So maybe that's a thing, because I can imagine like Asian audiences and Western audiences are super different. It's, I always watch these YouTube videos online where they talk about these Korean MMOs which come to the West and then die, like Black Desert. Like there's a bunch of other games that just don't work. I would even say Genshin Impact is primarily successful in Asia, rather like comparing audience sizes, right?
Yes.
20%, yeah, go ahead.
No, no, but again, you're talking about Genshin Impact because it is in the MMO free market, but I expect the game to be completely different because Genshin Impact, Honkai Raid, all of this is completely aimed at Asian people. Here we're talking about Bandai Namco. They know Western people that have been working for them primarily rather than Asian for, of course, Japan being their main market, but they know what Westerner wants. I would be surprised if it's like this, big financially solid, right? They have lots of big IPs. They have released very successful titles recently. So why would they be conflict like this all of a sudden? Because maybe it's something they never did. That'd be really surprising because it's launching a new thing. Let's put all the cards on the table and let's not have a conflict. That would be strange to me all of a sudden. Well, we don't know if it's going to work. Let's be confident. Let's check the Japanese market. If the Japanese market works, maybe the Western will work. That's never worked this way before because Japanese taste and Western taste massively different. You can't base Japan at this much sales. Maybe it's going to work and planning to have this much in the West. That won't work.